Good morning. I'm James Dawson with your Delaware Public Media Legislative Update for June 11th. Second Amendment rights groups were overruled on a bill broadening circumstances under which guns can be taken away under Delaware's domestic violence statute Wednesday. The legislation broadens the law to include those who are dating or who have lived together in the past. It also reinforces the fact that law enforcement has to seize someone's guns if they are subject of a restraining order. That has to be done within 24 hours, and police will store any guns or ammunition seized. They can also charge money for that service. Bill Rounds, a Delmar resident, says the bill violates his due process rights if cops seize his firearms before any hearing takes place.
No one should be allowed to do this until at least we had one day in court. Past experience has shown that many of the judges in this country are anti-gun, and they let this spill over in their decisions.
If someone has their gun seized, they also wouldn't be able to buy any new firearms while the restraining order is active. This bill has gotten some major backing from former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who addressed the Senate last month. Supporters outnumbered opponents by a decent margin during the two-hour hearing. Many of them were domestic violence advocates, but clergy also weighed in. Reverend Bruce Gillette from the Limestone Presbyterian Church in Wilmington says that the legislation wouldn't just help victims of domestic violence.
I know there are good people out there who, if they had a gun and were angry, would use it and regret it for the rest of their lives. Don't just do it for the victims, do it also for the potential offenders.
The bill was released from committee Wednesday and is on the Senate agenda for today. Also, a member of Governor Jack Markell's security detail is under investigation after a confrontation with a bicyclist in Washington, D.C. In a video posted on YouTube, the unidentified trooper was idling a Delaware vehicle in a marked bicycle lane. When a cyclist in the lane called district authorities to report the vehicle, the trooper said, quote, "Don't play with me," pulling back his suit jacket and pointing to his badge and also revealing a handgun. Delaware State Police assigned troopers to the governor's security detail. DSP wouldn't identify the trooper involved or say whether he remains on active duty. Markell is an avid cyclist and has invested tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money in building bicycle infrastructure statewide since first being elected in 2008. A statement from his office emphasized, quote, "Keeping bike lanes clear is critical to the safety of everyone on the road," end quote. But he says, quote, "Law enforcement officers must sometimes block lanes of traffic in order to do their job effectively." State police say they're currently investigating the matter. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.